Okay, I got it going.
Lucky you.
I want to call the meeting to order. Unfortunately, there are three of us here this evening. We do not have a quorum. This doesn't happen very often, but we do have a couple of items on the agenda that we can only discuss this evening. And we're going to do that very quickly. And unfortunately, we had to have two people to come out. And we need to actually find a way, whereas we will be able to contact anyone that is attending a meeting and a quorum is not present, that they will not have to come out and miss their evening meal and go back home and eat late. We have to find out if there is a procedure that we can follow. So I will be talking to the city or Sandy or someone or seen in one of you regarding this matter, Angelica, to see if we can put a system in place, whereas we do not have to have our residents coming out and then have to go home. And the only thing they can do is just discuss, but we cannot make a decision as far as voting this evening. Mrs. Ott did come in, but I don't see her, but we will go forth as far.
She's over here.
Okay, all right. The only roll call I have is Mrs. Broad and Mrs. Carl-Wilsey, and they are present. Our other members aren't present. On the agenda item also is the approval of minutes for January the 9th, 2013. I would like to say personally on my part, on some items of the agenda, of the minutes, I do have questions on, and some parts were not documented. So I would like to hear a motion that the minutes be approved, but I would question some of the parts on there.
But can we do that with just three?
Not really. We can't do that as three. I forgot. We can't even approve the minutes either.
I'm sorry. I also had a couple comments on them, and maybe to save time, you and I should just send our info to Sandy.
We can do that because that would be great because there are some numerous items I would like to discuss soon. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sandy, very much. And thank you, Carol, for the.
And I'd like to hear what they are or see what they are because I didn't see anything wrong. So obviously I missed something.
Thank you. Mrs. Ott, if you would like to come up and just, this is just for discussion only at this particular time due to us not having a forum and our podium is here. We are familiar what your concern is, but this evening we are unable to make a decision on how we will be handling it as far as a vote is concerned, but we will be able to suggest what you need to do for the next meeting.
And I'm happy to come back. I know last time there were like imps or something. They kept fooling with the mic, so let me know if I'm doing this wrong. I don't mind coming back when you have to.
Thank you for being patient. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to come this evening. And we did submit the proper forms, but I appreciate being included on the agenda. I've learned a lot about city committees in the last month. So last month, after a city council endorsed and police department approved restricted parking removal over 25 years ago alongside our property, it worked perfectly. Two restricted parking signs and sign poles were unannouncedly installed on the north side of University Drive from the corner of West Point to University, west to the middle of the block, across from 7424 through 7430. That restriction is no parking 9 to 11 a.m. weekdays, okay? And this is the side of our house. This is the main entrance that we enter. Well, if they restrict our parking, we have no place to park our cars. So I talked to the street crew, who were very nice, and they told me who to call. If these signs are installed permanently, we literally have no place to park our family cars near the home and at the locations of our house entrances. This would be a real hardship to us. We can't park across the street because on University Drive there, those homes have pretty much one parking spot in front of their homes and driveways, but it's up a hill, and if you have bad weather and if you've got two family cars, we can't impose on them. The restricted parking signs were originally installed many decades ago because of the concern that Clayton would invade the neighborhood. But since there's more parking available and famous Clayton isn't there anymore, it's no longer a problem. So they were removed with the approval of the city council and the police chief came out and everything. And it was our understanding that it would stay that way. Out of the blue, this other thing occurred in January. So what we're asking is the permanent removal of these signs would allow us to resume parking along our property as well as allow overflow parking for our neighbors on the south side university, you know, if they have out-of-town family or whatever. The action we're requesting is this. Please remove the signs at the corner of university to the middle of the block, on the north side only, to allow us the long-time proven effective, beneficial, and common sense use of this parking space for our family needs. That's the easiest. Or, and this would require more work, provide us with residential sticker permits to allow us to park our cars at the side entrance and the most used entrance to our home. This would allow restricted to parking to outsiders. But it's more work because it really only affects us, okay? And if necessary, if this is necessary, you all would know that, please change the city ordinance to remove the parking restrictions just in this very limited area of the north 7400 block of University Drive. Bill and I thank you both, so all of you so much. This would be a very small accommodation, but a huge favor to our family, who have been happy U-City residents for over 35 years. So it works, and all of our neighbors would tell you that, the way it has been.
Could I ask, don't go away. Mm-hmm. Could I ask her a question?
There's a question from Mrs. Broby.
Yeah, am I yelling at
you? You're just fine. Okay. Before I ask you the question, since you're finding out about U-City government,
yeah,
we're always looking for more people to serve on these commissions, and okay, we might even have a quorum. I know from past experience on city council that a lot of the time when we had no parking signs put up, it was because of the Washington University students parking. It seemed to me, though, when I was there, that's kind of a long ways for most of them to walk. So I doubted if they were parking there. And I totally forgot about Famous Bar being there. And there's certainly not that kind of traffic of customers in that building now.
No, I mean, I think Washington U has it. And also, you know, there are more parking lots here.
Right.
They don't have to walk all the way over to us. And I think they have forgotten about us, literally. So it's really worked out. And in this little spot from university on, there's really, because we do not park across from our neighbors' driveways, there's really only spots for like three cars.
Right.
Our two cars and sometimes the neighbor across the street's nanny. So, as I say, it has worked out perfectly. Trust me, we lived for about 8-10 years with it the other way, and it would mean every day trying to find a place to move our cars.
Well, our staff, we have our wonderful engineers and our staff, and they've gone out and they have suggested to us that we take all the no parking from 9 to 11 signs down. How do you feel about that?
All the way down university?
Mm-hmm.
Both blocks.
Both blocks, instead of stopping in the middle.
You know, I can't speak to that. I mean, it is sort of nice to be able to know that since people have forgotten about us, we're not going to have people intruding on our lots. We have a difficult time, you know, once in a while if people try to squeeze in there who are not neighbors when the dumpsters are out in the street. But we've solved that. We put our dumpsters in the street and not at the curb, so the big truck, you know, people who are having renovations or repairs done, they can't block the driveway. I don't know what to say. I think the neighbors are all happy with it. All of them either have front entry driveways or they enter off a university. So I don't know if that would be a problem for them to have more traffic in along University Drive. I can't say. Nobody's ever said, gee, I wish we had it. They don't need the parking spots.
Okay. Well, what the staff has suggested is that if the restriction is to be lifted completely or partially, one or two blocks, and maybe you know this already, that a petition would be needed by the property owners affected by the change and include signatures from over 75% of the property owners. It isn't too difficult to do that if the neighbors agreed on what you think you want to do. So it wouldn't be a total loss that came tonight, because you could decide if you wanted to have a petition that would make it for residents only, or let's see. Do you need that if we only do two blocks too?
You would need 75%, Stephanie. No matter, because there's the ordinance that we would have to amend. So she still would have to go through the process of getting those signatures before anything can be done.
And for a point of clarification, would this be 75% of the families whose property?
The owners of the property.
North side of University. Okay.
Is the owners of the property completely what it affects?
I think it would have to be. This is just mine. Yeah. We can ask our staff. Sinan, how about if you answer that?
Yeah, I think it would have to be everybody on the block, north and south sides. So there are many 7,400 block addresses on the University Drive, even addresses, they will have to.
Even on the south side? It does not affect them because we don't touch their places. Do you see what I'm saying?
We implemented something similar on Kingsland before. I think everybody submitted their signatures on both sides. We implemented it only on one side, but everybody submitted their signatures.
According to ordinance, that's the way it has to be done, because we have to amend the ordinance.
That's all right.
For it to be lifted, and because it would have to be numbered again differently. So it would have to be done as far as 75%.
It's a technical requirement.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. And so it would be a matter of whether we wanted, I'll have to look down the street there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the people down closer to Hanley, and they may not want their block opened up. Mm-hmm. If the people closer down Hanley, that's the third block, I guess, between Jackson and Hanley. And they have driveways along there, too. I doubt that they would want it. So for this half block I'm talking about, just get the people on the north and the south side of the streets in that block.
Either way it goes, however you prefer to handle it, for this to be corrected,
okay.
75% in north, south, or any part of your community, residents, as far as University Place is concerned.
Okay.
But
it would have to be done.
Okay.
I don't think she has to go. It says one or two blocks. So I think they just want a whole block. Is that correct?
It has to be both sides.
It doesn't have to go all the way down to Jackson, does it?
Depending on what you're going to request.
I think the way it's been and what the neighbors are used to is just this block. The rest of them, because of their side driveways and all that, they probably wouldn't want anything changed. But I will do what you say, and I will. So just ask them to sign the petition.
The staff can help you. Angelica is actually around, isn't she? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so if you can call them, they can help you set it up and tell you specifically what you want. I mean, if, in my mind, I'm not sure whether she just needs to go from Altadena to Mission Court. I mean, you know, those are very small blocks in there. I think of them as half blocks, which
yeah, she will advise her accordingly on how she should
do it. Okay, then I'll talk to Angelica while we're in the office.
Yes.
We haven't met, but we've played full tag and have had a conversation.
And then after you work it out with her, if you follow her directions, then the next meeting you could come back and then we could vote on it.
Okay. It would be much faster then.
Okay. No, and I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask just a question? Is it possible for her to get temporary relief pending because the petition process, it takes a while. It goes here. You have to get it done. It goes here, and then it goes to city council. So is it possible for her? I mean, where is she parking right now?
They have removed the one sign at the corner.
Okay.
And that has given us the two spots.
Okay.
The sign in the middle of the block still points both ways, but...
But you can park.
But we can park this side of it, and that's really all we need.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Hyde. Thank you. The next item is the Clemens Avenue. Reverend Wick, would you like to comment?
Sure.
This seems like an old thing.
I brought a couple photographs also.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
This came about as a conversation that I've had with some of our older parishioners. We've had a number of occasions where the parking lot at All Saints is overwhelmed. We have 61 parking spots there, and occasionally we have different events that overwhelm it. So people that find themselves having to park in the neighborhood. And so I asked about why there's no parking signs in front of the church. And I was told that that was put up sometime in the 60s because there were gawkers who were coming by and right outside of the school grounds, they were looking at the children and made everybody nervous. And so the signs were put up at that time. But the school was closed in 1971, so it's no longer the original reason behind that. Anyway, I didn't think too much about it until I had a conversation with Mayor Welsh and Mr. Walker, and they said, is there anything we could do to help you? And I said, first of all, get rid of the squirrels. I think University City squirrels are the most aggressive, next to Brentwood squirrels are about the most aggressive around, and they didn't think they could do a lot about that. But I mentioned also about the parking, and they suggested that I appeal to your commission and look into this. And there are a couple reasons. The photographs themselves, the first photograph shows the area that is now restricted in parking, probably around 10 to 13 automobiles could be parked along there. On the other side of the street, on the south side of the street, there is parking that's permitted. And then if the third picture is a photograph of Clemens after Interdrive, and you can see there's parking on both sides of the street. So the four points that I would just like to make is that, first of all, the reason for the signs to be put up originally is no longer there. That reason is gone. Secondly, that there are several times during the year when the church hosts the events that overwhelm us. Twice a year, the University City Symphony has a concert at our church, and also the Archdiocesan Ecumenical Day of Prayer draws a good number, and the Archbishop seems to like All Saints quite a bit, and this has become sort of his venue for that. And probably the thing that got us the most attention is that right before Christmas, the Filipino community has a novena, so it's nine nights in a row. It's called the Zimbangabe, and they get 200-250 people to it, and so that really overwhelms us. So several times a year, we find that. Also, I mentioned that, as I had mentioned, the parking is permitted on both sides of the street a little bit further down, and you can see that the traffic is not impeded by that. And then the only other thing I'd like to mention is that Washington University has been renovating some of the apartments directly across the street from us. And there's a six-unit apartment that's just about completed. And then there's two others that are right on that corner by Westgate, between Westgate and Interdrive. And I think they're probably 10 or 12 units per there. So we'll be looking at an increase in residents in that particular area, certainly by next fall. Mm-hmm. And they're going to probably be needing parking, because I noticed that the parking behind those would be insufficient for the needs of that many people. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Actually, unfortunately, we cannot vote tonight, but if everyone was here, this would be closed tonight. It is favorable that this will be taken care of. It's just a matter of formality. And next month, hopefully, we will be able to vote on this. And again, it will be favorable. And it's just a matter of changing the ordinance. So,
I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
There's a question.
Reverend Witt, do you know why some of the signs say no parking during the weekdays and others have, it looks like, pasted on a sign saying Fridays?
That's because of the cleaning, the street cleaning that's done, and it's only during certain months out of the year.
Okay.
So there's no parking on one side of the street, or not. I think on the south side of Clemens, there's no parking on Fridays, I think?
Yeah, it said Fridays.
Then Wednesday is on the other side of the street.
It seems to me this is one of the easiest things we've ever had to consider.
Good.
I don't see that there are any problems. But one thing, now I'm supposed to be able to see really well now since cataract surgery, but I couldn't find the number on what I think is the one they're referring to here, 6403.
Yeah.
Is that on the Clemens side of the building?
It's on the, yes it is. It's very decorative. The building, the rectory was built in 1910. So it's one of the first buildings in that particular spot between Eastgate and Westgate. And my intention is ultimately to get a regular signage that would show that as All Saints Rectory with the...
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm just raising some money right now. What we decided to do when we did the repairs on the building last year was to keep the original sign, which is actually kind of underneath the eaves there.
Oh.
And it's there, but and it's very decorative. But
okay.
I mean,
I'm sure since it's been here so long, most of the firefighters would know where it was. But for other people, it would be helpful if you could see the number.
Well, we'll work on that because a good number of visitors have driven past it a couple times before they found it.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't call the police because I went by it, and then I went back, and then I went by it.
We're breaking one of those gawkers from the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So if you come back, we'll vote.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you
very
much.
Seeing that I do have a question, and would it be in order for the next meeting, since actually we don't have a quorum, but we do know what we're going to do on this particular item, would it be necessary for Reverend Witt to come back, or could we just send him a letter of our decision? So, Reverend, we will do that and send you a letter of our decision at the next meeting. To not inconvenience you. Thank you. And actually, this concludes our discussion. We don't need to make a motion to adjourn because actually this was not a meeting. Thanks, everyone, for coming out.
Do you need my email address?
I don't, you didn't see.